You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Not too many basketball players won the weekend the way that Juju's jersey won the weekend, because Ant Edwards is someone that people are now slotting somewhere around or between Dwayne Wade and Michael Jordan on what he's going to be, because he's only 22 years old and he's told everybody, I'm going to be the best player in the league in 2 or 3 years. And Kevin Durant is saying after the game, after being swept, that's my favorite player to watch in the league. And this is not the best of him. The best of him is yet to come. Juju, you thought what? Because we didn't talk very much about that series from the celebrated end. We talked a lot, as people will today, about Phoenix. But Phoenix may have been lost and Phoenix may have been improperly built, but they were taken out of the playoffs. And they were taken out of the playoffs on a day when they got what they needed to from Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and Anthony Edwards is still making 7 threes and being done with them.
Right. And it's all the team. It's a great example of you can't just pay for a team. Salute to Ishbia and everybody who, the new management, but that's an actual rooted team. Like, they have all of the pieces that I needed, like the supporting cast, Gildas Alexander, cousin, what's his name? My dog Alexander, the other Alexander. I call him the other Alexander. That's my nickname for him. But the whole supporting cast, dog, from top to down, McDaniels, Naj Reid, the sixth player of the year, they all stepping up and in the playoffs. You feel me? So, because Ant be having slow starts. First quarter, he get off the blocks as fast as he might want to, but the supporting cast and the team carries him enough until he gets it going. And man, dog, to do it in the playoffs against his GOAT, against a super team, dare I say, man, it's hard to overlook that.
When I was expecting Rudy Gobert to get played off the court and Rudy Gobert to be a different playoff player the way that he's been the last few years, because it's hard to keep him on the court when you start going small on the other side and when they start throwing guards at you. But the Timberwolves have been great all season. Was there anything else from the basketball weekend that you found interesting before we go back to critique of the show and before we go out to Taylor, who's on a train ride to New York, which will drop him off right at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Clippers-Mavericks series is so interesting. Every play, dog, every piece of that series has been interesting, from the beefs, the heated arguments. Russell Westbrook is Russell Westbrook, and it's a lot to say. And Luka Doncic is if there's an opportunity for Luka to show us why that he gets all the praise. And I think that the same says for Paul George with Kawhi being out. Can Paul George actually beat the narrative, playoff PB down? Like, so I think that series deserves a lot more attention.
That's Go ahead. No, that's as big a shot as Paul George has made in the playoffs. We're used to making fun of him. Right. That's an enormous shot to keep him from going down 3-1.
Exactly, dog. Hats off to him, because we show Paul on whenever he's doing bad, so we got to send a salute his way whenever he does something well. And look out for the Orlando Magic as well, because they're not getting covered. You know what I mean? The Cavs and the Magic series is actually it has taken off, because the Magic defended home court, and now they have the Cavaliers on the rope, so they're not getting the covers they deserve.
I'm not going to look out for the Orlando Magic. I refuse to look out for the Orlando Magic. But just to put a bow on that Clippers-Mavs game that you're talking about,
yeah.
If Paul George misses that shot from the corner and they blow a 31-point lead because Kyrie Irving is doing miracle shit around the basket when he's got three players guarding him and he looks like some sort of magician, like they were in a difficult spot and he hit an enormous shot yesterday. What did you think of today's show? What was the good and the bad from today's show?
Man, it was a lot of good from the show, man. Like, the chemistry is just coming out, bro. I love to see when my dog Mike Ryan is in a good mood for some reason. Like, when he's smiling, bro, I feel like the whole show is in a good place. But we did have a couple of concerns. They wanted y'all to talk about Ezekiel Elliott going back to the Cowboys a little bit. You know what I mean? That was a big breaking story. And also, on one of the polls where it was, what was the poll?
Incidentally, yes, this Ezekiel Elliott goes back to the Cowboys. The Cowboys that have had a pretty disastrous offseason after being all in. They got rid of Ezekiel Elliott, and he didn't do very much in New England, and now he comes back, and essentially it's the remains of Ezekiel Elliott. It's not his prime anymore. He comes back cheap, and they wanted us to talk about that? To say what?
I don't know. They said no attention has been talked about. So, I'm a man of the people. The people say that. I'm just reading it and letting
you're
the
big dog
know.
You're not taking any, you're not taking any blame for this commentary. You're just saying the people have spoken.
Right. Also, is the waiter lying to you when he compliments your choice of order? Somebody compared that to, do you also think the stripper likes you whenever she compliments you so much? So
I do.
Just...
You look like the type that would get fooled by that. In fact,
I ain't cheating.
You look like the region of America that will get fooled by that in the strip club.
I ain't cheating is great.
Taylor, are you out there somewhere with bad Wi-Fi? Are you having a meal? How long have you been on the sad train to New York?
I boarded at 8:10. We are in Winter Haven.
Nice.
I got my Jalen Brunson jersey. I keep saying it's not that bad, and then I keep thinking about it, and I'm like, man, we took 24 hours, and I was ill prepared. I did not bring any food on this, so I just had to go to the cart, and I got a sad hot dog that I already housed. I got some M&Ms, a chocolate chip cookie, and a water. But I will say, fans of the show have been reaching out to me on DMs and being like, let us know when you're stopping through our city. We want to stop by and help you out with food or drinks, whatever you need it. So shout out to all the fans of the show.
That's very strange. How much does that overpriced box of sad train lunch cost?
It was about $15, I think.
It's going on the line.
Hey, you better watch out for that hot dog in my 8 hours, because I don't know how the train bathroom set up.
That's right. There's a bad situation.
Keep it cool.
The shared train bathroom to New York with 28 hours of people stuck on it. Deeply unpleasant. A toilet bowl filled with bad, sad, boxed hot dogs.
All right. Good job. Good job, Taylor. Thank you.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
All right, Juju.
Bro, what happened to the playoff beard, bro?
Dude, my barber doesn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish. There was a miscommunication, so I just had to take it off.
Understood. Talk to you later, bro.
All right.
Howdy, listeners. It's Mike, and you know, a lot has changed over the years. Just look at sports. There's instant replay, a three-point line. There were shifts and then not shifts. But one thing that hasn't changed over the course of all those things I just mentioned, the great taste of Miller Lite. That's right. It's so good. And it's also less filling. So what's the best thing about Miller Lite, the original light beer? Well, Miller Lite sparked this debate way back in 1975. We still haven't settled it. Be like me. I don't pick one. I like it because it's both. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's a beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Be like me. Say both. Miller Lite. Great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.